This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we are joined by Amelia Wilson from
NASA.
She was working on something called the High Tech Program.
High Tech.
Before we came on, I was like, you mean NASA has high tech programs? Isn't all NASA a high tech program?
Ba-dum-bum.
Yes. Anyway, so explain high tech.
Sure, yeah. I'll just start with even what that stands for and the sort of things we're doing. So it's a hybrid thermally efficient core. And even just that, that's a lot to unpack, right? So there's the hybrid aspect of it where we're looking at extracting power from the core as it's rotating, right? And there's a little bit of that that's done today, but looking to optimize that and take more power off to power like electric aircraft systems.
Okay.
The hybridization aspect of it.
And just to clarify that, we're talking the core of the jet engine, not the core of the Earth.
Yes, that's right.
It's hard to get the core of the Earth.
We need to make
fly.
That distinction
yes,
here, right
very
here.
True.
Yeah.
So we're talking about like commercial turbofan size, roughly 737 A320 size is what we're targeting.
Oh. Okay, so you're obviously you want to increase the power of the engine, but not necessarily, boy, that was a good one.
Good.
Converting it directly to thrust. You're talking about using it to spin a generator.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
So. And that's just the one part of it. That's the hybrid part. There's also the thermal efficiency. So we're looking at advanced materials, ceramic matrix composites that have higher temperature capability than a lot of the metallic alloys that are used today in the hot section
so
in particular.
Are you working with that new alloy you guys just licensed, the GRZ-897
GRX-810.
Space modulator?
GRX-810.
Yeah, that's
You're
it.
Right, but that's not going in this, but it's similar kind of idea, yeah.
Okay, so you're trying to get the temperature up to make it more efficient.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's a pretty decent-sized engine, so...
Yes.
A 10% jump is huge.
Exactly. And that's the target goal for the project is a 5 to 10% efficiency improvement out of the engine. So in theory, then, if you took that and put it on an advanced airframe in the future, you'd have even more efficiency benefit.
Yeah, yeah. A lot less cha-ching at the gas pump.
Yes.
So what exactly do you do on the program?
So I'm a systems engineer. I'm looking at things at a little bit of a higher level, like the overall integration of the engine components. We have a lot of what are called technical performance measures, how we assess what the components are doing, how those map up to the higher level project goals, right? I mentioned the 5 to 10%, but where is that actually coming from? So we have some metrics for the turbine, compressor, really everything that we're touching.
Now, how much of this at this point is just computer modeling and analysis?
So actually, we've been working on this for about 2 to 3 years. A lot of it so far has been component level development, like I mentioned. So we've done independent turbine testing. Later this year and into next year, we'll be doing a compressor test. But you're right in that for all these tests, we've also done some modeling just to predict how things are going in the test. So then earlier this year, we started a 5-year effort where we will actually be doing the integration and then at the end of the 5 years doing a full core demonstration. So kind of wrapping up the component level testing, moving on to overall integrated core.
So this is the iteration of existing technologies. Have you had any eureka moments? I'm like, oh my goodness, well, that's amazing. Why didn't we think of that before?
Not so much that I can think of. The materials work has been really interesting to me. That's not something that I've done before. So just seeing all of that sort of chemistry and how that's working was really cool to me. Not something that I even knew we'd put in engines, right? So.
Right. Just say, yeah, make it out of metal.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, now you want to go on to the other side of the spectrum here. He's talking about eureka moments. What about those moments where you look at it and go, oh, crap?
I think something that comes to mind is we have a lot of materials labs at the Glenn Research Center, which is where I'm from. There was one we wanted to use for testing on this project, and it had been close to 10 years since it had been operated. So there was just a lot of even looking at the facility like, oh boy, we got a lot of work to do to get this up and running. So these are the things you don't think about when you're starting a project, but equally important.
Facilities and the equipment are everything.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So first you have to kick out all the spiders.
Right.
They must have enjoyed that.
And then it's like, wow, this oven is really old.
Well, you know, who came up with the idea of hooking a generator to the engine core and then using power generated by that to help increase the thrust on the fan unit? You know, wouldn't you just think that the mechanical connection would be enough?
Yeah, I know it's something they do a little bit today, the hybridization part. Just looking to increase that a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're not necessarily using that power in that engine.
Right, for electric aircraft systems.
Right.
Kind of thinking forward to more electrified aircraft propulsion too in the future. So.
Right. So think of this as more of an APU than a thrust engine.
Right. Right.
See, there you go. So it powers everything.
You are the man, you know.
Just
you
think of how many microwave ovens they could turn on at the same time.
Yeah.
Your toast will be done in 0.6 seconds.
Poof.
So 5 years to finish up and hopefully have a working model, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, engine core demonstration is what we're calling it, right?
No, the Department of Acronyms is working overtime
again. Yeah, as always, yes.
The Department of Redundancy Department.
Yeah.
How do you enjoy it?
I think it's a lot of fun, yeah. So actually, this project is the only... I started at NASA and started on this project, so it's my first experience with it, but it's been a lot of fun learning about jet engines. You know, I have an aerospace bachelor's degree, but I went with the astro track, so I didn't learn
what?
A lot about... I know.
You're a part of space, huh?
Yeah.
You can still get there.
Halfway there, but yeah. So learning just about how jet engines work has been cool for me, too.
Well, you never know. Maybe they'll use an electric-powered aircraft to get up to the stratosphere and then light the engine.
Hey, why not?
Right. They're talking about flinging them off the end of a flywheel, so why not this?
Yeah.
So how do you feel? I mean, engineering college prepares you to design things and come up with ideas. But
sure.
When you got out there, I'm sure it was like, wow, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, definitely. A lot going on. A lot of things you don't think about, right? Like doing a project at school, maybe you're focused on one area of like a technical area, but now in a systems engineering role, I'm kind of looking at everything all the time.
Right,
so
you got to make it all fit together.
About. Yes, yes.
And play nice.
Yes.
And you've learned the one really big thing that they can't teach you in college, and that is everything that works good in theory doesn't necessarily work good in reality.
Yes, exactly.
Computer models. And then there's the other thing that I always say. Take your best time and money estimates, triple them, and you'll probably be about right.
Yes, definitely, for sure.
So, yeah, those are things that I'll teach you in school.
No.
Well, they're important lessons to learn, too, because there's a lot of stuff out there in theoretical fields that just doesn't work in reality.
One day it will.
Someday.
It will. Have no doubt.
Yep, you'll be over the rainbow when it works.
Maybe. Or we'll go over the rainbow.
Go over the rainbow.
So systems integrate. Are you one of many systems engineers?
We have three on the NASA side. So our industry partners will also have systems engineers. But yes, three on NASA, one lead systems engineer. I'm a little bit lower level than that.
Well, you're just getting started.
As a young person, yes. Right.
But the sky's the limit, get it?
Yep, got it.
She probably has that over her desk.
Yeah.
Heard that before.
No, it's not a limit, it's her playground.
Oh, that's even better.
That's even better. A good one, yeah.
What was that line? I'm from Iowa. I only work in space.
Yeah.
So you can say the same thing.
All right.
And so far, it's going well.
Yes.
You think you guys are going to be on track?
Yep. I would say so. Yeah.
Good. I want to see this thing.
Have you run into any problems that have been real head scratchers?
I don't think so, no. Like I mentioned before, getting some of the test facilities and capabilities ready. Maybe wasn't something we were prepared to do. But
that wasn't necessarily in the scope of the program.
Right, exactly.
It is now.
Yes.
Here's your new lab. They opened the door, right?
Right, I know. We try to take credit for all those facility improvements we're doing, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you just put in a ticket because I need 37 outlets, please.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to me like it's got a very interesting project. But here's my question.
Sure.
Okay. Jet engines generate a tremendous amount of heat. Mm-hmm. How are you going to take that into consideration with the equipment required to hybridize the engine itself?
Yeah, that's a good question. Not really sure. That's a little bit outside of what I'm looking at, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well, it has an exhaust pipe, you know.
Yeah, but still, things get toasty.
That's
true.
Correct. As long as you point the heaty thing away from the toasty thing, you're probably all right.
Technical terms.
Yes, take that back to your next engineering meeting.
That's
yes.
What I'll say.
So what are we doing with that heaty thing?
I know they are, at least in the turbine and compressor areas, looking at different cooling hole patterns and that sort of thing. But, you know, everything's a trade. So
exactly.
How much cooling, we're going to lose efficiency, right? Those sorts of things. So
Well, it doesn't do any... It doesn't do your efficiency any good if it burns up because it's
yes.
Overheated.
Oh, it was great. It was yeah. Super efficient for about 39 seconds.
Yeah, and then it just flopped.
Then it melted. No, I'm sure you guys have taken all that into consideration. Mm-hmm. And how big are we talking about? Are we talking like, oh, you said it was an engine size of a 737.
That's right. And actually, I didn't mention this before. One of the things we're doing is shrinking the size of the core, so to increase the bypass ratio. So a little bit smaller than maybe they are today, but yeah. Similar to that 737
now,
size.
Now, I'm kind of interested. When I think of a fan bypass engine, that's a thrust engine to me.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with the bypass there? You're running that through a power turbine as well?
I think what you said before is still a thrust engine, just with a bigger bypass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought this was strictly to turn a generator and nothing else with the exhaust.
Oh.
But
yeah.
Now you're talking combination.
Yep.
So it'll fly the airplane and run the microwave.
Yes.
Good.
Get your hot coffee.
That's right. Keep the TV on because I want to watch a movie.
And I was going to say, keep that Wi-Fi going. That's critical.
Oh, that's even more important.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't have it on the way here. I was
you
a little upset about it.
You want to have cranky passengers? Pull the plug on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, right. Or the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Well, 600,000 people, that's a lot of Wi-Fi.
Oh, air conditioning is easy to do because it's like minus 40 outside.
Well, yes, that's true.
Yeah, you don't want to sit next to that open window, though.
It's a little drafty at altitude.
And in the back, we've got the really cheap seats.
Yeah.
Come with a blanket. Planning on staying?
Yeah, definitely.
See, now we're getting all the dirt out, so when her boss hears this. Would you recommend that job?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Cool. So, all right, tell them you sent you.
Sorry?
You just tell people that you sent them.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So hopefully things are going to go well.
It sounds like a great opportunity. You're working with cool things and cool people.
Yeah, and that sums it up.
But they're doing hot stuff.
Right.
Very hot. All right, we've been speaking with Amelia Wilson from NASA. And this is Digital Dave.
And this is Fast Eddie, and I'm sure she's glad it's over at EAA Radio.
At EAA Radio.